Hello, everybody. You're listening to Lily's Lips on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Basically, last week, or no, I guess I have a show every 2 weeks, so 2 weeks ago, I was extremely tired, and let's just say that that hasn't changed. I'm running on about 3 hours of sleep, so I just say, go easy on me a little bit, alright? My first song of the day is gonna be very representative of how I feel. Because basically,
I'm so tired, I haven't slept a wink. I'm so tired, my mind is on the blink. I wonder, should I get up and fix myself a drink? No, 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 I'm so don't know what to do. I'm so tired, my mind is set on you. I wonder, should I call you? But I know what you would do. You'd say, putting you on, but it's no joke. It's doing me harm, you know I can't sleep. I can't stop my brain, you know it's 3 weeks. You know, I give you everything I've got for a little peace of mind. I'm so tired, I'm feeling so upset. Although I'm so tired, I'll have another cigarette and curse the Walter Raleigh. It was such a stupid get. Putting you on, but it's no joke. It's doing me harm, you know I can't sleep. I can't stop my brain, you know, 3 weeks. I'm going insane, you know I'd give you everything I've got for a little peace of mind. I'd give you everything I've got.
So, that was Evo by Cocktail Twins. Evo spelled I-V-O. It's like my favorite Cocktail Twins song in this moment. I love the hee-hee-how, you know? That was not a very good impression of the noise that I'm trying to encapsulate. What? I don't know if that's a word. Or no, it is a word, I think, but I don't think that was the right usage. So, next up, there's gonna be two White Stripes songs today. And the first one, oh, and before that was I'm So Tired by the Beatles, if that wasn't obvious. So yeah, we have Ball and Biscuit by the White Stripes, because, you know, I don't know, I've been listening to the White Stripes a lot recently. I've been listening to Cocktail Twins, the White Stripes, I've been listening to Sonic Youth a lot, so, and Jeff Buckley. These are some of the artists you can expect here today, and a couple others as well. So here we go, here's Ball and Biscuit.
About it. space to just get out. We'll get clean together, and I'll find me a soapbox where I can shout it. Yeah, I can think of one or two things to say about it. Listen.
Hello everyone. I'm just ending that song a bit early because it's like a 7-minute song. And Jack White, I love you, Jack White, but I don't love you 7 minutes long, you know? I don't know if that was like a joke. That is a very hot song though, for me, personally. I think Jack White has kind of got it going on in some sort of way. Alright, next up we have a song I just, really recently found called Roommate. Oh, that was Ball and Biscuit by the White Stripes. This is Roommate by Lizzie Mercier Desclous. D-E-S-C-L-O-U-X. It's a little French word. So, yeah, and enjoy. Roommate by Lizzie Mercier Desclous, and before that was Ball and Biscuit by the White Stripes. Yeah, it's a cool kind of day. I'm playing cool songs because I have nothing to give you with my voice today because I've slept a whole 8 hours in the past 2 days. So, you know, that's how finals are. Hope everyone got their final essays in and their final projects done. I certainly have, potentially. Alright, so next up we have Rising Sun by Massive Attack. So we're gonna get a little creepy up in here, if you know what I mean.
Thank you.
everyone. I think there may be some technical difficulties. I don't know if you can even hear me. But we're gonna try again. Well, I'm talking to a listener right now, and apparently they can't hear me that well, so, okay, I guess it's okay. So, that was Rising Sun by Massive Attack, but I had called it Rising Ton before, but, that is not the name. It is Rising Sun. Sun, like, you know, your sun, not the sun in the sky, you know. That doesn't matter. Next up, we have Black Math by the White Stripes on the album Elephant, the same album from Ball and Biscuit from earlier. How funny is that? So, yeah, I love them. I love Jack White. He's such a one of a kind. okay. Well, enjoy. So that was Black Math by the White Stripes. We love the White Stripes here. Yeah, I've just been really realizing how, like, I don't know, how sexy his voice is. I don't know. Whatever. Jack White, if you're listening, your words and your voice really do something to me. I don't know. I don't even understand it myself. So next up we have Sugarcane by Sonic Youth. Literally, this song has been on my mind recently. Just popping into my head all the time. I'm like, okay, Sugarcane. I get it. You're obsessed with me. Okay, so, yeah. Here's Sugarcane by Sonic Youth, the one and only. Sugarcane by Sonic Youth. Ending a little bit early because I just don't have time on my show to play like 6-minute songs. Unfortunately. Maybe one day I'll have a 2-hour show and then I could play all the 7, 8, 10 minute songs I'd like. Actually, it's actually personal. It's not even for you guys. It's the fact that I get impatient. What can I say? Next up, we have kind of a funny song. It is a Britney Spears Hit Me Baby One More Time cover by the Marías. This song is like very sensual. I know it's like, you know, Britney Spears cover. Well, what? I don't even know what I'm trying to say by that. Britney Spears is really talented and incredible. I'm a fan, personally. But I don't think I listen to her music. But it's like when I hear her, I'm like, oh yeah. But I do listen to this song. And it's a 2 minute cover. And I think that this is just a really good cover. You know? So, enough explanation. Here you go. To say, but I belted that. I think Britney Spears made some of the best pop music ever, and so that's all I have to say about that. Okay, next up we have a song that is not, well, it is a song, but it's more of a story, and you'll see what I mean in a couple of seconds. But it's Melora Krieger from Rasputina, my literal favorite band. Well, so this song isn't by the band, but it's by the person who, you know, kind of runs the band in their own little solo project. And Border Village is a story. It's a story about lots of things. Something about sailors getting lost in murky waters, and some sort of writer dying in his bed at 7 p.m. All sorts of things. I really enjoy it. I mean, Melora Krieger's got a lot of little story songs that I personally find extremely inspiring and insightful. So, enough talk, and here's Border Village.
In the alpine village of Boyens, bare-chested and wearing amulets, 300 machete-wielding peasants, the 300 inhabitants, heard the noises made when icebergs crack. It's quite an eerie sound to hear the earth ripping apart like that. In a village close to the border, demonstrations and rioting can occur with little or no warning. cheering and youthful pilgrims roamed the streets by the millions under command from Her Majesty to order our national flowers, or virgins, to converge at the Lutazzini Palace on Sunday so that they can drop their woolen tassels on Monday. Beyond a backdrop of banditry and armed rivalry, ingeniously barbaric machete-wielding peasants perform victory jigs and idolatry.
Hello. I guess that there's another technical problem. I'm gonna try to fix it again. Yeah. We're gonna see if the song is gonna play now.
In the alpine village of Brienz, bare-chested and wearing amulets, 300 machete-wielding peasants, the 300 inhabitants, heard the noises made when icebergs crack. It's quite an eerie sound to hear the earth ripping apart like that. In a village close to the border, demonstrations and rioting can occur with little or no warning. Cheering and youthful pilgrims roam the streets by the millions under command from Her Majesty to order our national flowers, or virgins, to converge at the Lutazzini Palace on Sunday so that they can drop their woolen tassels on Monday. Beyond a backdrop of banditry and armed rivalry, ingeniously barbaric machete-wielding peasants perform victory jigs and idolatry. Three sailors were drowned in a lake when they became entangled in underwater vegetation, creating a murky plume that stretched for miles to a makeshift morgue. Farewell, cousin, because here we're frozen, said Hans Luti, a successful Swiss corn broker. Ander was swept away by a swollen torrent overnight. He used to dance at the souvenir shop. Between two errant strips of cloth, media critic David Shaw dies alone at 62.
Hi. So, I hope everyone could hear that. I don't know if the technical difficulties were universal or just for one of my fellow listeners. Well, yeah, fellow listeners, I guess that makes sense. But in the case that you couldn't hear me, we just listened to Border Village by Melora Krieger, who loves to tell stories sometimes through her songs. She's a part of the band Rasputina, one of my favorite bands of all time. Also, fun, crazy fact. I found out a teacher at my school produced Rasputina's first album. What? So that literally has changed my whole being. I can't even talk about it to them because they are very secretive about their musical past, but I am like, oh my god. Like, that means that you know Melora Krieger. What are we gonna do? Something's gonna have to happen. I hope that teacher's not listening. He definitely isn't. And before that was Baby One More Time by the Marías, which, you know, I love to sing that song. And, you know, as a college student, there's not many moments where you can just belt out when you have roommates and everyone's everywhere all the time, so coming here to this radio station and singing along to my songs, though not my songs, but you know what I mean. It really feels good, you know? So, next up, oh yes, another little story, very short, I promise. Yesterday I was on the bus and I was listening to some Jeff Buckley and I was kind of like, I knew he died young, but I didn't really know the story, so I kind of looked into it, and apparently he kind of just like mysteriously walked into the water with his shoes and clothes on, and he drowned, but his friend was with him, but his friend didn't notice, and he drowned at 30 years old. He was in that city to get ready to record his new album, so they don't think it was a suicide. I mean, you never know, but he seemed pretty excited, and then he walked into the ocean. I don't easily cry, generally, but I was crying on the bus because I was listening to Jeff Buckley and I was reading this article and I was like, Jeff, also Jeff Buckley is just extremely attractive and talented at the same time, which is crazy. Okay, so this is Lover, You Should Have Come Over. I literally belt this song. I belt it. And I'm about to belt it now. It's a little bit of a long song. I think I'm going to let this one play through longer than the other long songs. You know? All right. Enough talking. I'm sorry.
See the rain fall upon the funeral mourners, parading in a wake of sad relations as their shoes fill up with water. Maybe I'm too young to keep good love going wrong, but tonight you're on my mind, so you never know. Broken down and hungry for your love, with no way to feed it. You've not, child, you know how much I need it. Too young to hold on, and too old to just break free and run. Sometimes with him.
it turns and yearns for a sleep that won't ever come. It's never over. My kingdom for a kiss upon her shoulder. It's never over. All my riches for her smiles when I step so soft.
That was actually physically painful to end that song early. Like, actually. But I really, yeah, I have 9 minutes left and I have 3 more songs. So, yeah, that was Lover, You Should Have Come Over by Jeff Buckley. Rest in peace to a glorious soul that blessed this planet and our ears in turn. Next up we have, sorry, making decisions in my head. We'll do another Sonic Youth song first. No, we're gonna do what I planned. We're gonna do Tough Ghost by the Unicorns. It's like a funny song that I've known for a while, and I thought I might as well put it on the show at least once. Alright, here you go, Tough Ghost.
I'm
So that was Tough Ghost by the Unicorns. And the album is called Who Will Cut Our Hair When We're Gone? That's a very good question. I certainly don't know. Next up, Cool Thing by Sonic Youth. I said there'd be another Sonic Youth song, or did I? I don't know, but there is, and here it is, Cool Thing.
Star, I know that you'll fix everything.